6:17 a.m. We are welcome to our newsmaker line, Gary Humble, the head of Tennessee Stands and now a candidate for the state Senate here in Williamson County, going into the GOP primary against state Senate Majority Leader Jack Johnson. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, good morning to you.
Well, delighted to have you here. And tell me a little bit about why you are challenging the Senate Majority Leader, Jack Johnson.
Yeah, look, for one, we've been fighting a lot of issues, right, for the last 2 years in the state capitol, and things just aren't getting done. Recently, we had two bills, parents' rights and patients' rights bills, structured to secure the rights of individuals that didn't even get a motion by fellow Republicans to be heard in committee. So those are the kinds of things that have been going on by leadership for a while. But here in Williamson County, Jack was, many know, instrumental in raising the gas tax in 2017. He was part of the leadership move that celebrated giving $1 billion of our taxpayer money to the Ford mega site in West Tennessee. That's not conservative leadership. That's not what conservatives do. We don't pick winners and losers here in Tennessee. Jack refuses to acknowledge, even though there's a significant group of people in Tennessee, that we think there's a lot of work to be done to secure our elections. We're pushing for hand-marked paper ballots. Those are things that leadership doesn't want to talk about. And when parents were screaming at school boards about mask mandates and all these things going on in our schools, Jack's response was, well, you have to go deal with the school board. I'm just a state senator. There's nothing I can do about that. So I think after 16 years in office, probably prudent that it might be time for a change here in Williamson County. So that's why I'm running.
So tell me, let's tell our listeners a little bit about your background. You have lived in Tennessee since, 2017? 5 years,
that's correct.
Right? So you, under the Tennessee Constitution, you are eligible to run for the state Senate, but not eligible to run for governor. Do I have that right?
That is correct. Yeah, seven years for governor.
7 years for governor. If you had lived here for 7 years, would you? Isn't your complaint as much with Governor Lee as it is with State Senator Jack Johnson?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a valid point, and that's true. It's not just Jack, but it's not just the governor either. I think it's this entire leadership. When you walk into the Capitol, you realize something when you walk into these committee meetings. Bills don't get passed if they've not been brought by the governor's office, by leadership, or by lobbyists. And that's simply the way it works. And there's a large group of people in Tennessee that believe it ought not work that way. And so we're trying to change that from the bottom up. And there's really good folks this year running all across the state of Tennessee. It's worth noting, and again, he's not the only one. Jack, since he's been in office, he has never been challenged in a Republican primary. So he's running for his fifth term and has never been challenged. So I think it's time to challenge those in leadership here in this state, because with better conservative leadership that's more interested in listening from the people than from the lobbyists that run the halls of the Capitol, I tend to believe we can get a lot more things done up there.
Gary, tell us about your background before you came to Tennessee. Where are you from? Where'd you go to college? What'd you do? What's your professional and business background?
Yeah, originally from South Louisiana. Went to college at Northwestern State University.
That's where's that? Is that in Monroe?
That's Northeastern. Northwestern is Natchitoches, Louisiana.
Natchitoches, right across the border from Nacogdoches, Texas, right?
Which is our big rivalry. Yeah.
Of course.
That was the first settlement of the Louisiana Purchase, so a lot of history there in Natchitoches. And went to college there. My wife and I got married there while we were in college, so I've been married to my wife for over 23 years, high school sweetheart. And went into ministry for the first, 15 years of my adult life. I was a pastor, eventually executive pastor, and did that for quite a while.
Where were you a pastor, in Louisiana, or where?
All over for a bit, but for the last few years, after about 2006, I was in the Dallas-Fort Worth area.
So Louisiana and Dallas, then. Is that right where you were?
Yeah. Well, I ended up in Dallas right before Tennessee. In my younger days, we moved around a bit. I was recording Did a couple of albums. Lived in Rochester, New York, actually, for a bit.
Rochester, New York, my neck of the woods. That's cold,
really?
Brother. That's cold really? Up there.
I'm a Southern boy. Our first winter there, we got 150 inches of snow. We had no idea what was happening.
What'd you do in Rochester, New York?
I was a worship pastor up there when we were there.
Yeah, gotcha. So now, at some point, you left ministry and got into business down in Texas. Tell us about that.
We did. Yeah, I did what you typically hear every pastor do when he leaves church ministry. I started a microbrewery, and so we owned a microbrewery for about 5 years.
Now, where was this in?
That was in Grapevine, Texas, right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth.
So Grapevine, what's it called? Grapevine Craft Brewery? Is that the name of it?
That's it.
So
right.
you tell us about that. How big was it? What became
that was
of it?
It took off like a rocket ship. It was we did $2 million our first year, built an 11,000-square-foot brewery. We were named the 10th fastest-growing new brewery in 2010. Won a couple of national awards, and we had at the time, we had our beers in every Kroger across the state of Texas. So it did really well. After about 5 years, my wife and I decided, you know, while the business was great and we enjoyed it, being the beer guy is not really what we wanted to do. We think God had some other plans for us. And so we did something crazy. We bought an RV and traveled the country.
Well, did you, what became of Grapevine Craft Brewery?
We sold it. It's now the name no longer exists. It's now called Hop and Sting, which I think they should have kept Grapevine Craft Brewery, but that's their business. I don't own the business anymore. But we sold it, moved on.
Did you make any money?
Not much. Not much, Michael. I wish I had made a lot more. That's a fact. If anybody who's been in anybody who's made a product and has tried to distribute their wares. Understand the chunk that distributors take and the kinds of capital it takes to continue to keep up with production. You see that on Shark Tank all the time. I need more money to make more stuff, and it's a constant race to the top. And we sort of got tired of it and sold it, got out with our lives intact, and moved on.
So, if the opposition research goes and says how Grapevine Craft Brewery worked out, will they find anything negative, or basically you succeeded to a degree and then got out and didn't lose
money?
Well,
look, the brewery is still alive today and running and making beer while over 80% of microbreweries close, so there's that.
Gotcha.
Could be worse.
But let me just kind of go on to this. So although you're relatively new to Tennessee, 5 years, but you are legally capable of running. Jack's been around here. Jack also is from Texas originally. He's been around here since 1991. He's pretty well established. He's a Senate Majority Leader, and that job is usually to carry the governor's agenda. He's probably going to have an awful lot of money. And how much money are you going to have? And is your argument sufficiently compelling to the voters of, I guess it's all Williamson County, right?
It's all Williamson County now, with redistricting minus the city of Spring Hill. Look, you said something pretty important that I want to point out. He is the majority leader, and he does carry the governor's agenda. And that's one of my main problems. As a Williamson County resident, I want a state senator that represents me and my interests and my family. I don't want a state senator that represents the governor's interests and the interests of the party. Right now, the fact is, Williamson County does not have a state senator. The governor and the Republican Party leadership has a state senator. And that simply has to change. Jack's been silent.
The governor's from Williamson County, though, Gary.
Yeah, you come down to Williamson County and talk to people about this governor. I can tell you quite a few folks are not.
Well, but, I noticed, I look at the polls. I'm a big critic of the governor in many areas. If he does something right, we talk about it. But, you know, we've done polling about the governor, and he's got like a 70% approval rating.
You're right.
Not quite as high as Donald Trump, but still pretty high. So I know there are a lot of people that don't like the governor's agenda. I'm on that list. But I think I don't think we're in the majority in terms of the GOP primary. I'll give you the last word, Gary Humble.
We Well, we've got to get out and educate voters, and that's exactly what Tennessee fans have been doing for the last 2 years. I think a lot of people think we have a great supermajority legislature until they find out what's behind the headline and what these bills are actually doing. So our job is to get out there and educate and let people know what's going on. That's what we're going to continue to do, and that's why I'm running.
Gary Humble, candidate for the state senate from Williamson County. Thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate you coming on today.
Yeah, appreciate you. Thanks.
All right, we'll be back with more. Hey, Accuracy in Media has some undercover videos about school teachers and school administrators in Metro Nashville. What could possibly go wrong? We'll talk about that when we get back. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy.